Hello everyone, and you're welcome back to another beautiful, beautiful episode here on Moment to 10. And guys, I'm excited. You guys are going to love this episode. Well, that is if you're a guy and you don't have anger issues when it comes to ladies. But seriously though, like, we're not trying to like fight or start a gender war or something. I mean, why do we have to start a gender war if Eve was brought out from Adam? Literally, we are the same. So come on guys, you're going to love the Jesus said here. And with me in the studio, of course, I have beautiful, beautiful, awesome ladies with me in the studio. With me in the studio, I have Charity. Charity, say hi.
Hi.
Charity, can you actually like say hi?
Hi, everyone.
Moria, can you say hi?
Alright, my name is not Moria. Yeah, but yeah, hi, good evening everybody.
And Chidera, can you say hi?
Hi everyone.
So guys, you can hear the beautiful ladies, their voices here with me today. So, like I said, it's the gist to send, and you know how we do it on the gist to send, nothing in particular. We gist, right? As what we do. So today we have the Twitter post to talk about. And Maria, can you help us read the Twitter post?
Okay.
And please, we also need to know the person who posted it.
Okay, his name is Daniel Friday.
Yeah.
And his Twitter handle is Danzoro Official.
Yeah.
It says, I will sweep any girl I want off her feet by being very intentional and thoughtful. Randomly send her flowers at work. Randomly send her lunch, buy her a dress with a note, asking her to be ready for a dinner with me tonight, and after dinner, I'll just kiss her on the forehead, take her on a date where we'll see just nature. But over here on the first date, guys will invite you over to their house, and the next day they say making sexual move. It's exhausting, guys. Can we do better? So that's it.
So now, this stuff, right, she posted it on her status and plenty guys were calling him a simp. Like, this is what guys do. Because I'm not supposed to be talking. Is this not what guys
do? Yeah, that's what they do, basically.
Any guy that wants to be sweet to his girl or his wife, they're like, oh, he's a simp. I don't know. So, what are men supposed to do? Are you supposed to be mean towards your girlfriend, not send her flowers, not send her money if she needs it? Or what you're supposed to do, is you just like always tell her, come to my house?
I mean, she can have something.
My own is, what are we doing in that house? Please, what's so special about your house?
I remember a guy, right? So there was this guy I met here in, and the guy, right, the first time we went out together, you took me out to, it was you that said you wanted to take me out. And on taking me out now, you ordered, was it small chops, I mean meat, then malt. And then, I don't know if from Adam and Eve, and we have to eat on the same platter. It doesn't make sense. You come back, you drop me off. You don't even come back or anything. And obviously, I was feeling your vibe, so I didn't even bother. So a year later, we didn't talk for a whole year. A year later, right, you call me up. I don't even know who's calling, but I'm like, okay, let me go out and check. I go out and check, and it's you, the guy from a year ago. And then I enter your car, and you're like, oh, you're grown, you're more beautiful, you've like filled up in the right places.
What?
Seriously. Okay, let's go to my house, we'll just chill, we'll watch TV and everything. And I look into his eyes, I'm like, okay, so we go to your house, right? When we go to your house, we will be looking at ourselves.
What? To watch Teletubbies or
just like that.
We cannot. I'm not going to your house to look at your face. Am I? No, I am not. And you're like, we are both adults, and I don't really need to spell it out to you.
And the word is, you're not a child. You're like, the word that.
That thing's too annoying. Nah. Is that they tell you, you're not a child, or are you still a baby?
Oh, you need to grow up
now.
Are you
pretending?
That's
you don't do this thing.
Yeah, that's the word.
I feel it's just the three-letter word.
The first thing that
come to my house.
Is come to my house.
Like, are we frying plantain? Because I love plantain.
Are we going to do your
frying plantain in your house? Guy, I'm coming there.
Are you finding it hard to pick beans in your house to cook? So you're like, okay, come to my house, we'll pick beans together so you can
probably
do
he has a lot of laundry and he's looking for a maid to help him for the weekend.
Okay, the dry cleaners are no longer available.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm wondering.
Oh, the girl looks like a wash lady.
Why coming to your house?
She has homeless in her forehead. Like, it's very sad that men do this.
Okay, in the school environment, right, and you're seeing someone, you get to, I don't want to call someone's name, but years back, there was this guy in the SUG, University of Nigeria to be precise, I can't remember his name, and then he was staying in his lodge, and we know how the lodge in around what's the new layout can be tiny,
very
right?
Small, very
and then
small.
You want me to come to your lodge to come and do what? The next thing I'm hearing is I know now
what do you know
I'm sorry I don't know anything. Or is it the one that I went out, okay, you saw me, like, I like the way you walk. Oh my girls, we do take a risk. No joke. Because it's not easy entering somebody's car. I can't do that right now. I'm too mature for that type of nonsense. So you're like, okay, you like the way I walk, stuff like that. And we're supposed to eat. And you naive me now, okay, you pass the restaurant. You're like, oh, let you go and pick up something from the house. And me, I'll still follow you to your house. You go to your house was smelling.
Jesus.
You drank an alcoholic wine. It was on the table, right? And then there were ants on the table. I looked to the other side. Your laundry, your clothes were on the floor. Your laundry basket was overfilled. It was flowing with extra.
So why exactly did he take you to the house?
We are getting there. So, like, okay, we got to your house, we sat down, we were talking, and then you're now giving me the pretty story of how your girlfriend dumped you and was getting married that weekend, and that should be your girlfriend. And I'm like, no, I'm not emotionally available right now. The next thing he starts telling me is, okay, fine, if you don't want to date me, let's just have sex.
Seriously, like, I don't know what men of these days, like Nigerian men, take ladies for. Most times, the first time they are seeing you, just sex, and sex. And you can't even see a man this day and then have no reasonable. I don't know if there are reasonable men out there anymore. Maybe.
I believe they are.
Oh. They should be anyway.
They should just understand something.
You can't just see a girl and the first thing that will come to your mind is how you can take the girl to your house. It doesn't make sense. At least when you show the person love, like, and you hope you have a good intention, because according to the Bible, like, when will you be dealing with someone that is not your wife?
And then when they say take to the house, going to the house is not just going to the house.
You know the funniest part for me, right? The funniest part is the excuses they come up with before they land at the sex part. Okay, it's as if I've met too many of them.
It's obviously. You met a lot.
Met, right? He was like, his parents are non-teaching staffs of the University of Nigeria in Tsuka, and that he cannot get intimate with someone he does not know. And he has to have my consent. And then I was sitting down on the chair, like, your place was smelling, for crying out loud. I don't even know how I made that mistake for the second time. So your place was smelling, right? So I sat down on the chair, you came to meet me, you're touching my lap, like, nigga, why are you touching my lap? Then I'm like removing his hand, and the next thing, he now knelt down. I was putting his head in my lap, and he was like, baby, and you know I love you. You met me 2 days ago, how are you suddenly in love, brother? Like, it is just amazing. The next thing, actually, do you know what I did? I threw my phone to the next chair. Threw my bag and my earpiece to the next chair. I stood up and I left.
Wow.
I was so lucky, because not every girl's lucky.
That lucky.
The next, I didn't even know. I actually broke my leg that day in anger. Wow. I tore my trouser. My trouser was torn from my pants down. But then
that's the risk of going to the house. Like, let's go.
Exactly.
The risk. You risk being raped. You risk sexual harassment.
Yes.
Or sort of. And then it's sad that we are in a country where what they ask you is, what did you go
to?
I was going to mention it. Like,
but
how did you carry yourself there? You're too left.
Okay, what did you...
Yeah. We've got or were in a point where the person just wanted to go to the house?
No, at the end of the day, what do you go to the house to go and do? At the end of the day, you... Most times, they don't... You go to that house. Let's say there's a naive... I've been naive. I've actually... For years, that moment. So I met this guy. The normal comes to the house. He swore on his dead father's grave. Nothing will happen. Okay, as naive as I was, Bruno, yeah. I went to this guy's house now. I went, actually, and then I say, even though as I was going in shower, my mind was not really
at peace.
Yes, I was still having reservations, but I still went. And then at the point where he got to the okay,
that nothing will happen.
Yes, like believe that nothing will happen. But then I learned my lesson that day. So I went to the house, they came, they served, he actually cooked, the house was neat, he prepared the normal, one guy's
apartment.
Yes,
it was a long time preparation.
He knew what he wanted yeah. now. So at the point when I finished eating, it was now, I was sitting because it did not have furniture, it was just
all these big... It was a
round room.
Are you sure he didn't take his furniture out so that the bed would be the only thing in the house?
I was just sitting at the edge of the bed, next to him, but I was dragging me, come sit down, be comfortable on the... I said, leave me, I'm just comfortable at this point where I'm sitting. At the end of the day, he started making moves now. So, even me, knowing that I was not as peace as first, I had to keep my shoe here when I stand up.
You would run, Jack Ballard.
Yes, because at that point, anything could happen. And when it happens, my story at that moment, when you come out, you actually, what will you tell
people?
You
ask yourself, where did I...
He won't even want to tell people.
Like, this thing just made me remember something. My first year, inviting a girl in your house, but you don't, girls can be naive. I finished school, secondary school, 14. I was not a child that was used to going out, ready, practical, you know what they call us, or more getting inside, so like they will lock us inside. It was that crazy. So now getting to school, you're seeing so many things, you're seeing life for the first time. Then I had a cousin who had a classmate, and the guy was like, what are you even doing in school? Come on, let's go to my house and just chill. And then the silly me, the naive me, followed him to his house. I went to his house, and then I liked him. It's not a crime for a girl to like somebody. They are human emotions. But I was also naive at the same time liking someone. And then he brought in the, what would you eat? Okay, there's someone that sells in the wind. He went to get into me. He was being sweet. He was trying to feed me. Oh my god, so romantic. So sweet, aren't you?
Fattening the cow.
Like fattening his cow. The next thing, he's like, okay, let's dance. Off the room lights. Brother, why are you offing your room lights? After offing your room lights, the next thing, he pushes me on the bed and he's doing foreplay or tickling me. It was all play and fun. Then he started kissing me. I liked the guy. Then at some point, I was like, no. The next thing I felt is the balls of his penis.
Oh my god.
And that was the starting of my panic attack. I was molested in my first year. It was bad. And like, you know, it's like things happen. I know that day, I had to be brought back to my leg. The worst part was there was no shutter in school. So I actually had to trek a mile to get to my room. It was the worst day of my life. Now, how many girls have so many stories like that you've not heard?
A lot of girls, because this story I just told now, I've not told it to many other people, and that's how each and every one of us
have something,
to tell.
Everybody has.
And it comes to my house.
And then they're inviting you and luring you. Just look at it, was just for Indomie. Imagine telling somebody's story and be like, he gave me Indomie and invited me over. And they don't look at you and be like, are you serious?
Indomie, how much was Indomie as at 2016?
These men, they will have to change their mentality about it.
Well, no men. That's where I come. I'm like, okay, not all men.
Yeah, not all men.
Some, like, most men.
I mean, most men.
like
a, or let me say some,
a large number
because
of
if,
them.
If they're not abusing you physically, it has to be mentally. Because some of them, right, they are sweet, but then by the time they start talking to you, sometimes they want to be controlling over your affairs. Where are you going?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why the relationship thing does not work for me ever.
It doesn't really work. You want
like,
to control.
You feel like you're already yourself. You know what you want. And then all of a sudden, somebody controls your movement. Yes. I'm not married to you. Just stay in your lane. And then the next thing is, you went there. Where are you going to? Like, who did you see? Who are you talking on the road? Why are you talking to that guy? And stuff like that. And then insecurity
starts.
And then
some of them, they try to play chaos on your intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking to someone, right? And it's like, where are you? And you're like, outside, what's up? Then he tries to change the tone to a friendly tone, as if he was not being rude or kind of mean the last minute they go. So like, there's so many things about guys, and I don't know. I kept saying though, right? Some women sometimes are to blame, because you train your sons to be like, you're the man, you're in charge.
Yeah.
It doesn't work all the time. And that is why, like, I love my father. If there's one thing I love my dad for, he trained his two daughters to be, you know, their own women. They don't bow to the patriarchy. They don't do that. Growing up, we all had roster for washing and cleaning the house. Today, the boys are sweeping, the girls are washing plates. Tomorrow is reverse the case. Everybody cooks in my house, from the boy to the... I said my brother brought his girlfriend home, right? And he was trying to help her in the kitchen. Now, it's not because that was what I saw. It's because I know my brother. This is what he does. And I know some people out there will call my brother a saint, because when he gets a girlfriend, he's like making sure she's very comfortable and everything. The two of them, that's how they are. Because literally, they were trained to respect women. You don't lay your fingers on a woman in my house. Not only will my dad pounce on you, your cousins will come to the house and pounce on you. So you're not allowed to. It's a family, like an extended family, that it's a sin, it's taboo to beat a woman. You don't try it.
I feel like the traditional method of training children, where the guys
gender
in the house, the gender roles are just, and he's your brother. You can't talk to him like that. He's older than you. You can't do this. You can't do that. You feel like this is what plays out in the end. This is what plays out in the end, because this is where it starts from. The mother taking her favorite son out of the picture and not making him cook. And then you see the girl coming back from school, she's going to fetch water, she's going to make sure she cleans the house.
Exactly.
But the male, the son is there, sitting down there.
Exactly.
He also came back from the same school. How about you give him something to do to make it easier? But then this is what, this guy is now growing to the men we have in society today. Wanting the girl, why don't you come to my house? Come to your house to do what?
And then, do you know the parts where, let's say this naive girl actually follows the man to the house, and eventually something happens, and this girl, maybe she now finds her voice to speak out. Do you know, now they don't blame the guy, like
it's society.
The society
doesn't ever
blame
favor
the guy.
Like, I can tell you so many. Okay, in fact, let me tell you another story. Happened in school, my second year. There was this guy, I met him because I was quite naive, for crying out loud. And we went to buy suya. Come around my house, visit me. I went to visit in your no light area. You were staying in your place. The next thing, you're trying to pull my trousers off. For what now, brother? What are we trying to do? Me paining me. What are you trying to do? It was like, you're not a child now. Like, are you a child? Like, is it your first time? And you know what pisses me off? Another thing that pisses me off is, you ask a girl, are you a virgin? She tells you, no, I'm not a virgin. Then you feel, because she's not a virgin, that is why you have to sleep with her. My brother, fuck you. Like,
consent is consent.
You. Consent, exactly. Consent. Even if I was kissing you, we were like in the mood, we are doing it, and you know, you want to remove my bra, and I say, no. You have no right to go further.
That's how it's supposed to be, but sadly, in this hour, society, it's not that way. At the end of the day, the person that always get blamed is the girl. What did you go to look for in his house? Like, who
did
sent you to his
anybody
house? Did not tell
and
anybody.
And you had a lot of things to do at home. How did you go there?
And eventually they say you've eaten what you wanted.
Yes.
You want because
you
what you want. Yes.
You know the saddest part is, I believe it's just because of, in our own time, right, we have social media. I believe our mothers, some of them went through the same thing we are going through.
Of course.
But they found their husbands. they were now brooding to the whole marital life and everything, and they forgot that okay, this was how they started too. So now you cannot even go to your mom and be like, okay, mom, this happened. I know, yes, there's some girls that can actually tell their mom, see, this happened, and their mom is like calmly talking and explaining this to them, but most of us, we cannot. So it's just left with you, and
you either just carry it in silence, bear the pain in silence, because speaking
not like
out
you can tell your dad to
speaking
yeah?
out to just be painful, you are causing yourself more pain.
I feel like in response, can we just look through the comments that these guys were making on the status? I mean, let me bring it, and then this guy, I don't want to call his name because he might see this, and then so somebody's like, what that guy wrote is good and thoughtful compared to what irrational guys do. Yeah, I agree, but he's a simp. I can't see it any other way. Like, he's a simp, and a simp is a finished man. Like, so you can't see a girl and try to woo her completely. Buy her flowers, buy her shawarma, make her feel alright, make her feel like she's special. So any man that does it is a simp. That is messed up. Like,
very
it's messed up.
And it's very annoying that's the kind of mentality.
I have a friend, right? So, like, I was going through, there was this period I was going through, like, I did not have an accommodation. So my head was, like, up in the sky. So he would come around and he'll be like, hey, said, come, let's go and have dinner. I'll be like, I'm not in the mood. He drafts me to go have food, right? And he's like, what do you want to order? I'm like, okay, just jollof rice and meat. He's like, meat, they have chicken. I'm like, fine, chicken. Is that all? Don't you want plantain? I'm like, sure, whatever. Just get the plantain. And he laughs. Now, he goes to get the food. And after it, he does not say, okay, come out and get your food. He brings the food back to the table. The next thing you're hearing is, okay, do you need any other thing? Like, oh my God, gentleman in the highest level. Yes, brother, this is the next treatment. I think that the most beautiful part is sometimes I'll be tired, I'm walking with my bag. We are walking on the road where his fellow man can see him. He's like, my friend, give me your bag, let me carry it for you. You look tired. And I'm like, no, now people can see. He's like, and so what? And we walk, he's weary, like he's carrying my bag. Like he's carrying, like at that point, right? Definitely you will fall for this person whether you like it or not. It's not a normal thing.
No, and then when love happens, it happens on both sides. The lady and the man will be giving to each other. It's love is a give and take. It's not on one side.
Yeah.
So when you win the girl over, of course you are doing things for her and should also be reciprocating and doing things for you too. So it's not going to be on one side.
Men really have to change their mentality that women are object of sex.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
On the first move, just like that.
When I responded to the comment,
no,
I was
they're
like,
really responsible. I mean, they are responsible.
No response. You wouldn't get a responsible lady. Okay. True that way, like
I feel like.
No, but you know, I can't really say that, but because you know why? Some people they meet their partners in the club and they live for a very long time. So what
maybe,
would you say
maybe,
that?
Maybe,
yeah, some people they actually marry. They marry these guys now. What are they called? The strippers, and they are happy. They live for a very long time. But then you cannot see a responsible girl and feel like, okay, let me take you. Come to my house. Hello, brother. You saw me. I was walking on my own, and you now said I should come to. Are you okay? There's one I met, right? And you're telling me you bought 280,000 naira hair for your landlord's daughter. First of all, my nigga, if you have money, you will not be flaunting it anyhow.
But why is he telling you about the story about the landlord's daughter?
So now come and open my leg now.
Yes,
because
of money.
According to my mother, I want to say it's Sakashia that is open his leg.
I think somebody replied, a lady actually replied to the comment, and she's like, this one way they against pleasing ladies, why not get involved with your fellow men and have peace since you have a problem with pleasing ladies? I beg, we don't encourage. Yeah,
but
we like the men with their relationship for now. Please, we don't encourage.
But if he's like he tries fellow men, maybe it's work
probably
for him.
Probably, because how else? What he gets in prison, Nigeria.
But when you can't be nice to a lady, you claim to love. Then what else?
What do you want?
Maybe you try the men. Maybe this will work for you.
Probably.
But then, we are.
Nah, that's just like.
We don't want you in prison. 14 years is a long time.
You know, like, and you know, okay, I think, yes, to the guys now, like, you know, they believe ladies, most, they say all ladies just want you to spend and spend and spend and spend again. You spend on them, they don't really spend it. I met a guy, right? Before I dated you, you already giving me criteria of how you want our relationship. You buy me something, I buy you something. Okay, so, but in case you can hear right now, right? Like, it is sense speaking. Like, my boyfriend, right? In fact, it gives me joy.
Tell them.
And I'm the worst type of person to give surprise. I buy something for him. I'm like, babe, see, I got you something. And he laughs. Well, he's very good at Valentine's period. He surprised me. But I can't. I just want to tell him, oh, babe, I bought you something. Right now, if I can actually get the man PS4, I will. Because I don't mind. This is someone that is not my... He did not sit me down and say, okay, yo, so it's going to be a transactional relationship between me and you. It doesn't work that way. It does not. But so wherever you are...
I think it's just stingy men association.
Yeah. Oh,
they want to continue to take. Stingy. And what do you want to take from the girl? You don't even ask for money in return. Like, you just want that.
And okay, I think I'm really going to talk about this. Now, that same person, right... At a point in time, like, nigga, fuck you wherever you are. You molested me, asshole. And then every time I try to talk about, the point is you hurt me, whether you like it or not. So one way or the other, that conversation comes up. No matter how much you want to forgive me. And then you try to be manipulative and you're like, you're always bringing up this topic after I've said sorry. You hurt my feelings. You were my friend. Your friends left. All of them left the room. And I didn't know the whole thing, that was the code.
See, bro code, yeah? You see a girl come and the girl could be your sister. It's not to look for a way to protect her because you know your friend's intention. You just leave the room and expose her.
You just leave one by one guy, they come, I won't do this one. The second one left. And then, you know the worst part? After that day, right? You just you start talking to me as if everything was still fine between me and you. Nothing happened.
No remorse, no apology.
You know the worst part was after that he expected me to like fall in love with you so easy and everything that you've changed. Yes, okay, I understand you've changed, right? But you cannot force feelings. Yeah. And then on top of the forcing feelings, you're trying to instigate a transactional relationship between me and you.
See, there's something that somebody actually said something, right? Yeah. Although the typo was like too obvious, but the person was like, Nigerian girls don't like guys that they are boring. They want the guys that can actually make the move. Like, I've made up my mind. They said we like money that we are thieves. 90% of Nigerian girls.
Yes, I'm an Igbo girl and I like
See, I'm from Imo State. You know, fair and tall. And we need that money. We need the money. Yeah?
Everybody likes money, whether male or female. Everybody likes money. So,
if I see a man, I'm like, okay.
To actually give somebody, it means you love the person.
Seriously. And then, when love is on both sides, I can't see somebody I love and then I'll just want to be taken from him. Taken from him every single time.
Sometimes, Steph, right? You'll find out that the person might, like, the person has other needs for that money that's giving. And you'll be like, I think you should use that money Someone recently told me and Miriam, right? The person said, all men are scum, pick your scum wise.
Right?
Except my dad, my brother is not a scum.
I think there's this guy on our side right now.
Obviously.
And the guy is actually rooting for us. He's saying, go girls, go, you guys rock. He says, the problem is with both genders. Yeah, girls, Nigerian girls can actually do the worst, we know. Especially the Igbo ones, we know, but then he says, this generation has shifted from normalcy so much that the wrong way of doing things can't be to can use to have my mom. Not us go there.
No, she said, especially Igbo girls.
It was on the lighter note. It says, toxic guys will call this guy a simp.
And then silly girls will actually want to prey on this guy.
Yes.
But yeah, it is true, right? But that guy has just been a perfect gentleman. And this is how to woo. I remember growing up like this. And you know, watching all these like Indian movies or Nigerian, real Nigerian movies. You see how these guys go as far as well, fighting wars and to get the girls to get her flowers. But now you're calling a guy a simp because he was, he did the normal thing.
I'm probably going to have to be parara. Do your parara.
I think most of these guys cannot think on their own. So when somebody says something,
they're covering, it's just camouflage,
just,
right?
They're just trying to cover. Some can't think on their feet, so they follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Why some are just following?
Give us the money.
Some are just following. When those ones fall, they will even do more than those they call. Simp for night.
Yeah, I feel like when they find somebody they really like, they're gonna simp. All men will simp.
They will
more
than
simp.
So
you guys are gonna simp. And you're scum while you're simping.
So, to end this episode, I mean, it has been fun all the way. Guys, it's not as if I'm trying to bash you, but please help us to bash your fellow men that like to take advantage of ladies.
Yeah.
And it's not only the ladies that can do it, because it could be your sister, it could be your cousin, it could be someone really dear to you, and someone is trying to prey on them. So this is why not only the ladies need to start acting, but the guys also need to start acting. So I'll be putting a question to you guys out there. So you read the story, right? The guy sent flowers to his lady, money and everything. So do you really think the guy is a simp, or is he being sweet and loving? And for the ladies, what would it take for you to be loyal and you to fall in love with a guy? Do not forget, the handle to answer these questions are sends_MWC and bell_E.R on Twitter. The handle is lady_send. So we'll be posting this on various platforms. The questions also will be on various platforms. And don't forget, I love you guys. In the description, definitely more IG handles will be posted for you guys to like pop your questions, answer, etc. etc. So it has been a lovely day with you guys. Charity, do you have anything to say before we say bye?
Thank you, and don't forget to answer our questions.
Yeah.
To share our
and remember, if man asks you, come to your house. Ask Jack, ask him to go and do what? And do not sakashi you, do not do that. More, do you have
I feel like please, when you go out, ladies, please go in padlock and lock your pants. Anyhow, you have to
please,
do it,
if you're
please.
Going out, you don't forget important. Go with your ATM card.
Yeah, Vex money, oh, you need
it. Seriously, that's very important.
Your ATM card inside your bra, because they might want to search your things and make sure you're helpless, so they will take advantage of you. Chidera,
so you don't trust any man out there.
My last words will be going to the men. To the men, show love to the girl you want.
Send us money,
send that flowers,
chocolate,
send that chocolate, anything, anything.
Plantain.
It doesn't mean you are a simp. It just means you're a man in love. And then she's going to fall for you.
Like, I don't know. There's a formula for this thing, guy. Send me money and I'll fall for you.
Just be nice.
It has been a lovely day hanging out with you guys. I really hope you guys, I know you guys are going to love this episode, and we love you guys. Stay safe. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.